Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So we went through the Drew Brees apology. I hope he truly does feel like he missed the mark, and I hope we see some action out of him. I mean, he says that's the case. That will be the case. We'll see. We'll see moving forward. But I do think the locker room dynamic there will be fascinating to see. So we'll see how that ends up. Guys, let me know when Martin is there, and we can have the discussion with him. But Bergman, what did you make of the Drew Brees apology while we wait for Martin?
So I thought that the
well,
apology...
you know what? Yep. Stay back because Martin is there. So we'll get your thoughts on that in a second. Martin Jarman, the athletic director of UCLA. Thank you for taking the time to join us again, Martin. Appreciate it. Are you in LA now? I know I saw recently on your Twitter feed that you were cleaning up the office in Boston.
Yes. I'm looking for houses. You didn't tell me, George, how expensive the real estate was here in LA, man.
Oh yeah, my bad on that. I probably should have mentioned that when we were when we were texting the other day. But it ain't cheap, that's for sure. But you know, I feel like the folks at UCLA, they got a connection with a realtor, and you know, maybe they'll be able to get you a good deal in Westwood somewhere. You know,
I've been here for 2 days, and the weather's been great, and just trying to learn the difference in the Valley and South Bay and everything else. But I'm leaving tomorrow, but it's been a good visit so far.
Okay, good. Well, you know, listen, you got my number. You need any help, I can help you out. As someone who moved here 4 years ago, I learned all that stuff too. And there's some challenges, particularly when traffic is around, that you may have to worry about. That's really your biggest focus here. Live near where you work. That's the theory, in a perfect world around here.
I can understand that. The biggest challenge for me in the last 2 days was getting dinner because of the curfew that was here.
Right. Which tonight there is no curfew, so you could get dinner. So there is that. But so let's talk about what's going on. Look, Martin, we talked to you a couple of weeks ago about, you know, congratulating you getting the job. We talked about the importance of you being the first African-American AD at UCLA. You spoke about that and how you talked about how you hope to there be a day where that's not even an issue anymore. But you see what's transpiring in the country right now. And what have been your thoughts of what you've seen happen here over the last 8 or 9 days?
My thoughts have run the range of emotions. I've been hurt, sad, confused. I haven't said anything publicly because, quite frankly, I've been trying to sort out just how I feel. It's disappointing, and you see how it's impacting so many people in our country, and in particular, Black people. And so, for me, it's just been a tough time. It's been a tough time as I try to work through my emotions and process everything that has transpired, beginning with these senseless deaths that make no sense. So for me, I've just been trying to grapple with everything that I'm feeling and what we need to do. What can I do? What can we do to change this? Because it's got to change.
And what can we do, Martin? Like, what can we do? What can you do? What can I do? What can, UCLA do, the Pac-12, just sports in general? What can we do?
Well, first, I think we all have to be okay with being uncomfortable. And being uncomfortable means having dialogue, doing things, putting ourselves in positions of discomfort to help get to a place where we all need to be. And that's why I wanted to share a personal story for me that has impacted me all my life. When I was 16 years old, I was in high school, student body president, played basketball. It was a Friday night football game against a rival in town. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. So I drove my mom's Honda Accord to the game. It was raining. And then after the game, I left, and I got pulled over by a police officer. Didn't think much of it. Didn't do anything wrong. And the police officer came to the window with a gun drawn, yelling at me to roll my window down and get out of the car. I rolled the window down. I'm scared, obviously. And he puts the gun to my head and yells at me to get out of the car. I proceed to get out of the car, and he puts me on the trunk, and I wait in the rain. It's raining, hard rain, cars driving by, and I'm on the trunk for about 20 minutes. It felt like 2 hours. And when he finished going back to his car and coming back, he said to me that he pulled me over because I was driving 40 in a 35, which I know for a fact I was not. That situation was scary for me. It's something I didn't talk about for a long time, didn't tell my parents. And that's me as a 16-year-old young man, student body president, never had drank alcohol, never done anything to that point that would put me in harm's way. And when I see what happened to George Floyd, I think that could have been me and any other black man in this country. And that's not right. And for me, it stirred up these emotions that I've had, because you develop a scar tissue to normalize situations that should not be normalized. And I wanted to share this story, and I've never shared it, because I want to share with people that look like me that we all have stories, and we need to be okay with sharing with other people, but also white people and people that don't look like me, to say that this can happen to any of us. It is not always a reason that this happens to us. This can be any black man, any person of color in this country. And it is not always something that we created or we put ourselves in this position. And so for me, I want to make sure that I do my part to start listening, to learn, to educate, to speak up, to be uncomfortable, because that's what it's going to take from all of us. This isn't a black issue. This is an America issue. And it can't just be black or people of color that are working to solve this. This has to be white people and people that are not disenfranchised, because this is systematic. This issue is systematic, whether it's police officer brutality, whether it's housing, whether it's financial systems. There's a systematic racial issue that we have to attack. And so for me, it's been a troubling time as I try to grapple with what to do. But it starts with being uncomfortable. It starts with listening. And it starts with committing to action, each of us, because it's going to take all of us to help.
Martin Jarman, the athletic director at UCLA, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Very powerful stuff. And look, I'm so sorry that that happens to you, but I'm glad that you told that story, because clearly people need to hear that. People need to understand what it's like, that there are two Americas. I'll ask you this question as a follow-up. Like, how did that shape you at 16 years old, kind of moving forward, and your thoughts on just law enforcement and just how you had to go about your everyday life?
George, it had a tremendous impact on me. First and foremost, I've had a fear and disdain for police, and that was wrong. You know, that was one person, but yet I colored a group of people that protect and serve, and they're great police officers and law enforcement officials. And it took me years later in different jobs that I've had that I worked with police officers and legal and police forces to where I learned that there's some great ones. And it helped me overcome my fear and my lack of trust with police officers. So it had a tremendous impact on me, because I'm always fearful. I've always been fearful up until recently, where I had to work through this. And it's something that you still deal with, because you have scar tissue. That wound never goes away. It scars over, but it impacts you in how you think about whether it's your friends or your kids. And I have plenty of friends, black friends, that we talk about this happens all too often. But, you know, that's not enough. We have to do something about it. And that's why I wanted to share this, because it's not enough to do what we've been doing. It's not working.
Martin Jarman, the UCLA AD athletic director, joining us here. Martin, what do you, and I know you haven't really even just started yet, but do you believe that it is important, maybe as an athletic department, to maybe once you can get with kids, whether it's in person or on Zoom, and have the different parts of the athletic department have some of these conversations out in the open, and maybe have these discussions within the groups of coaches and the players, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. Even though I haven't officially started at UCLA, I had conversations with coaches this past weekend about what you're doing to provide a platform and opportunity for our young men and young women to express themselves. This is a time where we need to be leaders. We need to provide the environment that is safe for student athletes to share, talk about their concerns, talk about what they want to do, what change they want to see, what change they're going to be. So this is something that from a leadership perspective, it's hand-to-hand contact. You've got to get involved, and that's what we are doing. Yesterday I had conversation with a UCLA student-athlete and a Boston College student-athlete, a couple of them. And I talked to them about how they're feeling and what's going on. So to me, this is a time where we have to help our young people deal with the emotions and what they're feeling, give them an opportunity to share with their teammates, with their friends, with their family, and then also help them provide an opportunity to where they can impact change in their local community or the community here in Los Angeles. And that's the process that we're starting to work now, because it's not enough just to talk about it. You know, our young people are so talented. I truly believe they're going to be the generation that significantly changes this racial inequality and injustice in our country. I do believe that. It's our job to help them and empower them to do that, and we all have to be a part of that.
Martin, obviously, continuing the conversation within sports, the stuff with Drew Brees, his comments that were clearly just, you know, insensitive, I would say, or just naive at best. He's since apologized for. You've been in a locker room, right? You played college basketball. What were your thoughts on that, and just what kind of challenges a locker room would face in a situation like that when its leader has to apologize for comments like that?
You know, that was interesting. I caught the tail end of that actually late last night. I wasn't aware until some people brought it to my attention. It was sad. It was unfortunate, because I do know some people with the Saints and that organization, and from what I've heard about Drew Brees, he's a great guy, stand-up guy. And so you wonder, sometimes when we say things, you wonder what the intent is. And I don't know what his intent was. I know that he apologized this morning, and I can only go by his truth and what he shared. But as far as the locker room, you know, not everybody's going to be close friends. No, not everybody's friends in a locker room. You know, everybody has a to do, and you don't have to get along with everybody. Everybody has different views and values. Now, that said, when you're a leader in the team, you have to make sure that everybody knows that you've got their back. That's the biggest thing in a locker room. Your brothers, you have their back. And from my vantage point, as long as he and the team know that he is with them and he is not against them on the other side, I think that's important. And I think that's what he shared in his apology, that he stands with his black teammates and brothers and friends, that he knows that he has a responsibility to help this situation. And I think that's the right tone, and that's the right thing. So I applaud him for quickly recognizing his error, and also addressing it and talking about the action. The action is the most important thing. We can all say things, but it is the action that we are ultimately judged by. So I'm encouraged by what he shared this morning as far as the action that he is going to take to help the situation.
Martin Jarman, UCLA AD, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. I agree with you. Now we just have to see if he takes action. Martin, man, thank you so much for stopping by today. Look, I just appreciate you being as open and as honest and as candid and just sharing a personal story like that. You know, again, if you need any help, I know that the LA real estate scene, as you mentioned at the beginning, can be challenging. If you need help navigating that, we are here for you. We'll help you out any way we can, okay?
No, I think I might have to take you up on that, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak on this morning, and I encourage everyone to get uncomfortable. We're at a challenging time. This is a moment for us, though, as a country. Let's get uncomfortable together to move forward. So thank you for the platform and opportunity, and I call you because I'm probably going to need some help trying to find a house here in L.A.
Well, I would imagine Mrs. Charman is also wondering where you're going to live in L.A. is my guess, too, right?
Yes. She has more say in that than I do.
Right. Happy wife, happy life. I get this. I understand. Okay. So trust me on this. You hit me up. I'm here whenever you need it. Okay. Thank you so much again for sharing your story and for taking the time. We always appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. There he is, Martin Jarman of UCLA, your new athletic director. That's a man to be proud of right there. That is UCLA. Listen. I know you'll be judged on sports, but if his decisions on sports are anything like his way of communicating, they hit a home run right there.